Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 11th of March 2024. Today's topic is the still small voice. Our text today is taken from 1 Kings chapter 19 verses 11 through 18. And he said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire a still small voice." And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and went out, and stood in the entering in of the cave. And, behold, there came a voice unto him, and said, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" Verse 14. And he said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life, to take it away." And the Lord said unto him, "Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass, that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay." Verse 18. "Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him." Key verse. 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 12. "And after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire a still small voice." When prophet Elijah heard the voice of God, it came in a still small voice like we read from our Bible passage. Also, when God called Samuel, he heard the voice. He thought Eli the priest called him, not knowing that it was the voice of God. There are many people God spoke to in this way. God still ministers to his people today, and one of the ways you can know God is speaking is through the still voice. God does not speak loudly, and if you are not attentive to his voice, you will not hear the call. The voice comes with specific instruction on what to do, and you will not have rest until you do it. If animals hear the voice of the shepherd, how much more we that are children of God? We should always pay attention and listen to God's voice. Apart from the silent voice, God also speaks to people through his word. The word of Christ is life and light. If you want to always listen to God, then you must always remain at the altar of prayer and meditation on God's word. Prayer for today. Lord, speak to me through your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Numbers chapter 12 verses 6 through 8. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.